Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Central Banking 101 by Joseph J. Wang offers a deep dive into the mechanics, purposes, and challenges of central banking in the modern world. Authored by a former senior trader at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, this book provides an insider's perspective on how central banks operate, make decisions, and impact economies and financial markets. Wang demystifies complex concepts and policies, making them accessible to a broad audience, from finance professionals to curious laypersons interested in understanding the pivotal role of central banking in economic policymaking. Through engaging narratives and real-world examples, Central Banking 101 bridges the knowledge gap between the general public and the often opaque world of central banking, offering essential insights into its influence on global finance, inflation, and monetary policy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role and objectives of central banks. Joseph J. Wang's Central Banking 101 begins by elucidating the fundamental role and objectives of central banks worldwide. Central banks, as described by Wang, are pivotal in managing a country's currency, money supply, and interest rates. They aim to ensure financial stability, facilitate sustainable economic growth, and control inflation. Wang details how these institutions implement monetary policy to influence economic outcomes, adjusting the cost of borrowing money to either stimulate economic activity or cool down an overheating economy. Through historical contexts and contemporary examples, the book shows how central banks strive to maintain a delicate balance, targeting inflation rates to preserve purchasing power while also fostering conditions that support job creation and economic prosperity. Secondly, monetary policy tools. One of the key focal points of Central Banking 101 is the elucidation of monetary policy tools at the disposal of central banks. Joseph J. Wang provides a thorough analysis of how these tools, including open market operations, discount rates, and reserve requirements, are deployed to regulate the money supply and influence interest rates. The book offers a deep dive into each tool's mechanics, objectives, and the intricacies of their application in real-world scenarios. Particularly insightful is the discussion on quantitative easing, a monetary policy tool used extensively during financial crises. Wang explains how these tools are not only pivotal in steering economic policy, but also how their effects percolate through the banking system, affecting businesses and consumers alike, shaping the broader economic landscape. Thirdly, the impact of central banking on global markets. Joseph J. Wang adeptly navigates the complex interplay between central banking decisions and global financial markets in Central Banking 101. The book investigates how central banks' actions, such as adjusting interest rates or purchasing assets, reverberate through the global economy, influencing everything from stock prices to foreign exchange rates. Wang elucidates the concept of the central bank put, illustrating how monetary policy aimed at mitigating financial market downturns can create moral hazard and potentially distort investment incentives. By examining various case studies, Wang conveys the profound impact of central banking policies on investor behavior, asset valuations, and the interconnectedness of global financial markets, highlighting the challenges central banks face in an increasingly globalized world. Fourthly, central banks and inflation control. A significant portion of Central Banking 101 Niching is dedicated to how central banks manage and control inflation. Joseph J. Wang provides a detailed exploration of inflation's causes, effects, and the tools central banks use to keep it within target ranges. The book explains the delicate balance central banks must maintain to avoid both runaway inflation and deflation, offering insights into the policy considerations and economic indicators that guide these decisions. Wang discusses how inflation targeting, through mechanisms like interest rate adjustments and monetary policy stances, plays a crucial role in ensuring economic stability. This discussion also touches on the challenges of achieving price stability in the face of external shocks and changing economic conditions, providing readers with a nuanced understanding of inflation control as a central banking priority. Lastly, challenges facing modern central banks. In Central Banking 101, Joseph J. Wang delves into the myriad challenges facing central banks today, ranging from the impacts of technological advancements to geopolitical tensions. The book explores how digital currencies and fintech innovations are reshaping the financial landscape, posing new opportunities and threats to traditional banking and monetary policy effectiveness. Wong discusses the implications of cryptocurrencies on central banking functions and the potential for central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Additionally, the author examines how central banks navigate the complexities of global economic interdependencies, trade wars, and political pressures, emphasizing the need for balance, discretion, and innovation in monetary policy to address contemporary economic challenges while maintaining financial stability and promoting sustainable growth. In conclusion, Central Banking 101 by Joseph J. Wong is a must-read for anyone interested in understanding the influential role of central banks in the global economy. Through clear explanations and real-world examples, Wong makes complex monetary policy discussions accessible to readers from various backgrounds. This book is particularly beneficial for economic students, financial professionals, policymakers, and curious individuals aiming to grasp the fundamentals of central banking, its challenges, and its impact on our daily lives. Wong's insights equip readers with the knowledge to critically analyze economic news, understand market movements, and appreciate the intricate balance central banks maintain to foster economic stability. In an era characterized by rapid technological change and globalization, Central Banking 101 Plus serves as a crucial guide to navigating the complexities of modern finance and economics. If you would like to support Joseph J. Wong, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.